A groundbreaking at the Pentagon today. Family members of the 184 people killed there on 9/11 gathered where a new memorial will be built. NPR's Tom Bowman was there.
I was working at my office in Fairfax when my assistant came to tell me I needed to see the television. And at that point, when I saw the television, I automatically knew.
Emily Cranford watched the live TV pictures of the Pentagon on that September day nearly 5 years ago. Her husband, Eric, was a Navy officer and a staff member for the Chief of Naval Operations.
I just feel it. I just felt like he was gone. Plus, when I saw the television, his office was gone.
Tom Heidenberger hurried to this very spot that day. He stood just 30 feet from the deep gash. He watched the angry flames spread across the walls. A plume of black, acrid smoke rose high into the morning sky.
I was crying, standing in disbelief. And even to this day, I think about when she, the kitchen side door, I still think she's going to come home. I still think she's going to walk in there.
His wife, Michelle, was on the plane, a flight attendant for American Airlines. Just 3 hours earlier, they had a hurried phone conversation. She was at Dulles Airport outside Washington. She called before takeoff to make sure Tom got their son's lunch ready and to make sure he would get to school on time.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, it was my best friend. It was my partner, my lover, my companion of 30 years, and the mother of my two children.
The children, Allison, now 25, and Thomas II, 19, decided to stay away from today's ceremony. Coming here now is too painful. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke directly to the family members, seated before him on folding chairs on the rough, unfinished site.
At some point in the future, most of you will return to this sacred ground. You might walk between what will be newly planted trees out behind me, pass by the benches, each with a name etched in the granite. No doubt you'll search for the name of the person who once helped give your life meaning, and who perhaps always will.
The memorial will be completed in 2 years. The 184 benches will be organized by age, beginning with 3-year-old Dana Falkenberg and ending with 71-year-old John Yamnicki. Maple trees will be planted throughout the site. They were chosen because they hold their leaves well into the winter months. Beneath each bench will be a small illuminated pool of water.
I have several friends who, when I showed them pictures of the design, they're like, let's pick out Eric's bench, and as soon as it's ready, we'll come have a picnic, and we'll all share our favorite memory.
Emily Cranford walks over and points to a snapshot of her husband. It's on a large board with faces of the others who died. He has a shock of brown hair, a shy smile, and wears a dress uniform, his navy blues. It was taken the day before their wedding. They met when they were 6-year-olds in North Carolina. He proposed 3 times over the years, the first when they were just 14 and on a class trip to Washington. At 30, she agreed to marry Eric, a marriage all too brief.
1 year, 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day.
Lieutenant Commander Eric Cranford now rests just above this memorial site in the rolling hills of Arlington National Cemetery. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.